How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Before we get our guy Mike Giardi on the horn, real quick, Nick, I said in my three-point stance, Abdul Carter would be the one guy that would prevent me from trading. I did need to ask you, though, any concerns with his two red flags? He's got the hairline fracture foot injury, and he beat the hell out of a tow truck driver or something last spring. Either of those concerns?
He did?
Oh, yeah. It can happen, though.
No, listen, Andy. I mean, those of us that actually practice things known as restraint, decorum, decency, we don't do things like that.
Okay, so that would bother you. Those are concerns.
It would, actually. That's actually a humongous red flag for me.
Okay, we'll get into that and more with our buddy Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, and I need to apologize to him, but don't respond, Mike, because I need to apologize for not playing your open last week, but we're not missing it this week. It's the best open in the business for a phone hit.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, does that feel better? You got your normal welcome?
It does, and I also like the qualifier. It's the best open in radio for a phone-in call on a Friday at 3:30.
For a guest.
Without a sponsorship, compensation, or dollars.
And slightly graying voice.
Well, all of these things are accurate, yes.
Okay,
no lies detected.
Let's jump right in it. And by the way, you got Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens today. No Ted Johnson. He found out you were going to be on again. He's like, you know what? I need a day, Ken. I need a day. I'm taking the day. I can't deal with Jordan.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So bring this all together for me. Stephon Diggs visited the Patriots, a team that supposedly was prioritizing culture this offseason, especially in potential offensive huddle mates and targets for Drake May. Goes out and brings in a guy with a bad knee who's over the age of 30 and has been a bit of a dink in multiple cities. how does it all make sense?
Well, start with desperation. You have a wide receiver room that is lacking, and you do not want to go into the season with that room, and the only ad being Mac Hollins and, say, another rookie who may or may not come in the top five, maybe a second or third round pick or whatever. Like, they need more bodies, better bodies, and he certainly would qualify, you know, assuming that he's on track to be on the field sometime, I would guess, in October, like, in terms of playing a game again. You know, he was on pace for a 1,000-yard season last year in Houston before the knee went out at the end of October. So you are probably looking at not being ready for training camp or, you know, sort of on that Kendrick Bourne plan because it was sort of a similar time frame from Bourne's injury the year prior. And then realizing you're probably not getting the best player that he's going to be until a year after. But again, when you look at your room, Andy, I don't know how you cannot at least make that phone call and investigate. And I'll just quickly, as I'm prattling on here, you're talking about some of the off-field stuff. I got to cover him in Buffalo quite a bit when I was at the NFL Network. And he is an interesting character, to say the least, because, well,
good way to put it.
Because, well, look, the locker room mostly loved him. Like, really, truly loved him. But the coaching staff in the front office, he drove them nuts. And obviously, you remember sort of the end of his time there, the blow-up against Cincinnati in the playoff game where he's reading Josh Allen and Joe Brady the riot act on the sidelines, and they sort of just tuned him out. Then there's the social media posts. You know, like, you don't need an awesome receiver to be a great quarterback. And then he responds, "Are you sure?" You know, like, there was all kinds of little passive-aggressive stuff with Allen. So I think they have to investigate all that stuff. I mean, the people in Houston will tell you he was awesome for them last year. And that's what I was told. And, you know, he's named captain and all these things. But, okay, a year prior, he was not awesome. And Buffalo said, you know what? We're going to do it without someone who's as good as you because we can't do this with you anymore.
Hey, and Mike, one of the concerns potentially, or so it has seemed, about bringing in Stephon Diggs or someone like Stephon Diggs, anyone who could have an oversized personality or be a unique presence felt, an influence in the locker room, would trace back to this weird thing that has kind of spiraled up the last couple of days. Is Drake May soft, or is Drake May too impressionable? So we asked Curran yesterday, we've put out some feelers. It seems like not, but have you ever gotten any intimations that Drake may be a little too soft or impressionable, and that's why they wouldn't want to bring in a bad guy at receiver?
No, I think people are just making the leap because they have prioritized character a little bit more this offseason, and I think it makes a lot of sense. They didn't have success with Drake at quarterback last year. You know, they won one game that he played from start to finish. You know, like, they're not a good football team. The roster isn't good. Getting rid of sort of the feeling in there that some guys thought they'd already made it, or they had the right to complain when they weren't getting touches, when you're like, who are you and what have you done in this league? Like, I think they're trying to minimize that. And I think that's led to people sort of making this leap that, oh, they're protecting the kid. The kid's not tough enough. I don't get that at all. And I never talked to anybody in there or have talked to anybody since the season ended who were like, yeah, he's a little soft. You know, I never got any of that. So I think it's just people making the step because they have been a little bit cautious about who they brought in here during the course of this offseason.
Mike, a question that I've begun to ask in relation to that, Drake May and the offseason, what do you think is potentially more damaging for Drake May and the guy you know and you've seen and interacted with for a year? Would it be potentially more damaging to surround him by some guys of questionable culture, or would it be more damaging to surround him by no talent, no left tackle, no number one target? Which one is more challenging for him to develop through?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I am a huge believer in having character on your football team, and it's one of the reasons why I felt like this team is, you know, it's not the entirety of why they fell flat on their face the last 2.5 seasons or whatever, but I felt like they got away from who they were. You obviously lost, you know, Tom in that equation too, but like you got away from who you were, and you had a lot of mercenaries on your football team, and nobody really, you know, you're going to follow Devon Godchow? Like, that's who they were asking the young players to follow. Devon Godchow only cared about Devon Godchow. Like, and I think there's that holds true for every athlete that kind of has to look at themselves like, I'm the business here, it's me. But like, there are guys that just understand how to fit in and do the right thing and show the younger players the right way to do it. So I prefer to have better guys. And if he's as good as we think he can be, then he can elevate some of these dudes. You know, I mean, look, Josh Allen's far more beyond advanced in his development, but sort of like that same approach. Like, you can make a 3 or 2. Like, well, eventually we need that one, yeah. But, like, you're good enough that you could probably elevate some of these guys and get them to a better place, and then we'll be ready to take that next step.
Clubhouse leader for Handsomest Man on the Patriots beat, Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal, joining Fitzy and Hart here on the old WEEI afternoon show. Mike, obviously, left tackle, insert joke about it here. It's still as pressing a need as wide receiver one. I floated earlier, and there seems to be a little traction gaining on the socials from Pat's fan kind. Maybe Tyron Smith, who's still available and had a decent 10 games out of 17 last year for the Jets, could come in and be your veteran mentor / Morgan Moses on the left side. Do you like it, hate it, or something in between?
Yeah, no, that is absolutely, you know, when we got down to before the Cam Robinson signing with Houston and you were sort of looking at the leftover names, it's like, call him up, offer him a few million dollars more than maybe he's worth at this point in his career, and just get him. And you're going to have a viable backup plan, obviously. Like, he hasn't played a full season in a long time, managed 10 games last year. But I'll take that, and at least whoever, you know, assuming you're drafting a left tackle, whether you're doing it at 4 or 38 or in the third round, like, giving whoever that player is a little bit more leeway to sort of work himself up to NFL speed, where he doesn't have to be, you're going and doing it right away. Because I think, as we sort of realize as we're going through this process with the draft guys, there probably isn't necessarily a left tackle that's automatic plug and play like some of the guys that have come out in recent years. So that makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Mike, I said earlier in my 3-point stance that Abdul Carter might be the one guy that if he's there at number 4, he would prevent me from trading even good trades. I think he could be an elite player. I think he's one of the best talents in this draft class. But he has 2 red flags. He's got the foot injury, and he's got the off-the-field assault, whatever the heck that was, thing. Are either of those 2 things concerns if you're Mike Vrabel and the Patriots?
I don't love the second thing at all, and I think that's going to be part of the calculus of – you know, where they put him on their board is talk to all the people that know him, talk to him, get a sense for what that was all about. NFL security gets involved in this stuff as well, looks into things for teams. Like, what happened? And are there other things? Because I think I brought this up to you guys 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, whatever. He's a different dude. There's a personality component to him that when you talk to people that have been around him or have gotten to know him, like, you know, like, he's not for everybody. So what is that? I haven't sort of been given, you know, a great idea of what that is, but it's definitely out there. So that's another part of it too. Like, well, what are the things that are making some teams or some people in football who make big decisions say, yeah, just be a little careful with this guy, or you better get to know him first to make sure you're okay with how he's wired. So, yeah, I think that's pretty important to kind of get to the bottom of that. And look, if it turns out that tow truck driver was challenged him to a fight, you know what I mean? Who knows? Like, I don't know the full story. You could say, okay, whatever. That was just a one-time thing. And, we, you know, the talent and the guy that we've come to know is way better than that looks on paper.
The tow truck driver walked into his fist? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you never know. You never know. Could have seen, you know, could have seen dollar signs. You know, you don't know. You never know.
That's true. That's true.
Weird. I'm telling you, weird things happen in Happy Valley. It's just in the middle of nowhere, too. But
and it, Mike, seems like not everybody's happy in Happy Valley.
No, they're trying to get out.
Oddly enough, trust me, if you spent more than a night there, you probably would too. Mike, so we've had some time. Free agency is now about, honestly, 2 weeks old, and we're that much closer to the draft. I think it's T minus 4 weeks from yesterday is the first round. So 27 Ooh. Days till the first round of the draft. Have you had any time to fall in love with any other players? Has anyone moved up the old Giardi depth chart? Anyone else you're mocking since we last spoke?
Well, I mean, I've talked to you guys about Armand Membu, and I think it, like, I didn't even care about the combine stuff. I just, people started telling me, like, his tape is, like, relatively flawless. Like, go look at it. And, you know, like, I got some access to some cut-ups, and you start watching, and you're going, that dude is, like, incredible mover for a man his size. And, again, he doesn't have the perfect measurables, and he's a right tackle. Like, I don't think you're making him do the Caden Wallace, Chukwuekwuoru for right-to-left switch, but, like, is he an awesome right tackle? He could be. Lane Johnson was picked fourth overall and has been, you know, a stalwart for the Eagles for over a decade. You know, that's Lane's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying Armand's going to the Hall of Fame, but, like, that's the kind of player that, even though it's not necessarily what you would consider a premier position, that I would say, well, I would push back on that a little bit, because I think now their pass rushers are awesome on both sides. So, you know, Demontre Jacobs got beat by Danielle Hunter on that strip sack when the Patriots thought they were coming back against Houston. Like, he was the right tackle, not the left tackle. You see a lot of those guys now. Like, if I could say to myself, I got right tackle on lockdown for the next 10 years, 12 years, I'd be interested. I think he's a hell of a football player.
Before we let you go, would you be interested in trading Joe Milton? And do you think Joe Milton will be traded, or is this much ado about nothing?
I think that they are trying to drum up as much possible interest in Joe Milton and would like to trade Joe Milton. And I'm not sure I'm necessarily buying some of the rumblings and rumors about, you know, where he's at and, you know, what's he worth. Like, let's put it this way. If someone offered them a four, I think they would take the four and be quite happy and high-five each other in the draft room or wherever they are when that happens, and go out and find the next guy to draft in the sixth round, be it a Riley Leonard type or someone like that, where you say, you know, we'll develop. We look what we just did. We just took Joe Milton, who no one thought could play quarterback, the position of quarterback, and we made him look like he could play the position of quarterback by his 18th week of the season. So, you know, I feel comfortable about my ability to develop the next guy too.
So they don't really like Joe Milton. Is that safe to say? They're not really in love with...
No, I mean, I think it's Drake's team. I don't think anybody wants to deal with that BS. Like I saw your poll today. You know,
excuse me?
There on X, and it's
excuse
like,
me?
Dude, like...
Twitter poll, Andy.
Oh. Yes. Twitter poll, and
do you like my poll?
Go there as always.
Would you
like,
please?
And I've heard some of the rumblings, and I get it in the comments sometimes, like, keep Joe Milton, trade Drake May. Yeah. I'm like, why? What did you see? He played the 18th game of the season against a team that tanked better than you did, against backups, and yeah, he looked good. I'm not knocking it. He looked like he could play the quarterback position. It's a preseason football game. I'm not like, I can't sometimes wrap my head around that sort of, yeah, he can throw the ball 110 miles an hour. Awesome. He could do that in college too, and he got drafted in the sixth round for a reason.
Don't forget the backflips. He can do backflips too.
Well, the backflips are... Look, I like him. It's like me talking to him. I like Joe Milton. I think if they can get a, you know, bump up two rounds from where they picked him last year, that's a massive win.
All right, Mike Giardi, this was a massive win for us. Appreciate you joining us. Great as always. Lots of insight, and keep boning up on all the prospects, because I'm basically using you to bone up on the prospects every week. I'm going to ask you about a couple of them.
I've got mock drafts starting to come next week, so just be ready for them.
Oh, I can't wait.
Do Andy's homework for
yes.
him.
That'd be, well, no, yes. I don't have access to cut-ups like that little brag that Giardi threw us.
Well, you know, sometimes I can be a big deal.
Wow, Mr. NFL Network.
He did drop an NFL Network on us. So
oh,
we
my
gotta...
goodness. All right, Mike.
I don't know why I did, because the hell with them. But, yeah, okay.
That's a great point. I'm not sure I would be promoting
you're
already
spitting fire today. This is a good one, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Good
Thanks,
talk,
Mike.
Fellas.
See ya.
See ya, pal.
Mike Giardi, formerly of the NFL Network, now of Boston Sports Journal.
That might soon be ESPN's NFL Network. Did you see that?
They're going to buy NFL Network?
Yeah, they're proposing to.
They've been trying to get somebody to buy that frickin' thing forever.
They're proposing that ESPN is allegedly proposing a purchase of NFL Network and Red Zone.
So they're sick of baseball, but they're going all in on football. The more
I heard somewhere, someone once told me that it was king.
Content is king, and football might be king. Mike Giardi's king for us on Friday afternoons. Great insight there. When we get back here on WEEI Afternoons, we will revisit a couple of his comments, because there was a lot to digest from our weekly chat with Mike Giardi.